Well, what I want to say is that I've been using NLP for a long time, for over 20 years, and it's so powerful. It's a little hard to describe because it's a very complicated and multifaceted discipline. But what I love about Mary Lou is that she brought it down to everybody's level so we can all understand exactly how to use it. She gave us a great sentence like, "What would have to happen for this to be so?" Or, "What stops it from happening?" When you start using those sentences, you will find out that you can crash through obstacles that seem totally insurmountable. I love the suggestions that she gave us during her talk. I love the three expert action steps that she gave. And what I notice is that I am totally incapable of setting my outcomes every morning. I just can't do it. I come into the office with the intention of taking out a piece of paper and writing them down, and it doesn't happen. I sit down, I check my email, somebody comes in to ask a question, suddenly it's 5 p.m. and I haven't written them down. And yet I want to. And so here's what I've enacted. When I come into the office, I don't walk into my room, I walk into Anna's room. And Anna has a sheet of paper that says what I want to accomplish today, and then she's already written in the day of the week, like Tuesday, and the date. And she waits for me to come in each morning, and she knows that I do. And I stand in front of her desk and I say, "You know, Anna, I really want to get this done, and I want to get that done, and I intend to do this, and I have to call this person, and I am excited to get this done and purchase this." And I'll list three or four or five things, and then she hands it to me. And she knows that without standing in front of her, I'm not going to get that done. And she enjoys that little interaction with me each morning, or at least I hope she does. And without that, I don't get it done. And so her input into helping me getting my outcomes recorded has a huge impact on my productivity and the benefit to the entire firm. So if you can't write it down because you're not in the habit of it, figure out some way to do it, because I'm confessing to you that I can't do it, but I figured out a way to get it done. I really love that she shed a positive light on the word manipulation, and it's not a bad thing at all. For example, if you want your spouse or your child or your mother or a friend or an employee to do something for you, if you bark it at them, "Go do this for me," they won't do it. And so you ask them nicely. Well, choosing to ask them in a way that works is just what she calls manipulation, and it's not a bad thing, and we do it all the time. We just have to do it with the right intention. And I need to be more and more and more aware of NLP. For example, that example that I gave you with my little daughter, I use the word horse. In her universe, it's the word knight that she had the positive association to. So even though I'm very careful to use the other person's vocabulary, I do it, I teach it, I sometimes screw up. And so I'm encouraging you, as I'm encouraging myself, to be ever more careful to notice the words that the other person is using and notice the way they say it. Her word is punctuation. Notice the punctuation with which they say it and repeat it that way. And I really like the four universes: self, other, observer, and organization. And I noticed that bad communication, though she didn't say it, this is my thought, bad communication is just thinking about self. This is what I need, this is what I do, here's what my day was like, I love this, I did that, my toe hurts, bad traffic. And good communication is involving other, observer, and organization. I was very moved by that, and I'm going to have that model in my mind as I talk to people now. I really like the idea of repeating key words the way they say it. I really, really like that. And I like differentiating between what occurred versus the meaning that we attach to it, or what we're sure that they mean when they said that. Because her analysis is that 50% of how sure we are that they must mean a certain thing is wrong. So either stop adding your own thoughts to it, or when you're adding your own thoughts to it, just notice that you're adding it, so take it with a grain of salt. Or the highest level is to check it out. Gee, when you said that, especially with that tone of voice, I thought that you were saying you didn't like me, or that you wanted to end our relationship, or you wanted to go to this restaurant instead of that restaurant, and that you were just kind of implying it. And that's what I thought. And I'm curious, is that what you thought, or can you tell me exactly what you did think? And my guess is that if you keep doing that, you'll realize that you're wrong half the time. So you might as well not take with such conviction the stuff that you add onto it, because that's what I'm recommitting to. Anyways, those are my thoughts. I really enjoyed her her interview. There's many, many books on NLP. Remember, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Neuro means of or related to the brain. Linguistic means of or related to language. So it's the relationship between what you say and what the brain is doing. It's a very powerful area of science that can be easily applied for great benefit to enhance communication. So as the founder and the interviewer of the Wealth Creator Source, and on behalf of all of the staff that supports me in doing these wonderful interviews, I thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the previous interviews, and I know for sure you're going to enjoy the upcoming interviews. We have some very, very exciting people that we've already interviewed, and they're going to be coming out soon in the coming months. You will love them. Thank you so much for enjoying this series. Bye.